The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It is Monday, and we're already working for the weekend, just saying. Our friends from the Pensacola Chamber are here. Todd Thompson is here, president and CEO. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Meg.
And he has a special guest with him, who I got to know when I was out at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, Carolyn Freese, right? I'm going to be sure I pronounced that correctly. She is the director of workforce development for CareerSource Escarosa, and also partnering with the Pensacola Chamber. Great to have you. It's good to see you again.
Thanks, Meg. Good to see you.
She kind of looked up and went, wait, what are you doing here? I was wearing a different hat now, so it is somewhat confusing.
Right, it always comes full circle, though.
It sure does.
Right.
So workforce development, certainly a hot topic right now, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carolyn's got a lot of information to share with us today, so let's jump
right into it.
Carolyn, talk about what you're seeing in the community and some of the things that are going on and how people can get help if they need it.
Yeah, you know, I hate to start off Monday with some bad news potentially, but, you know, as we all know, there are some federal government cuts going on in the workforce. And since we have such a significant military presence and government worker presence here in the Panhandle, we're expecting some impact from that. And we're already starting to get, you know, information from folks that people are starting to get worried about it. So, you know, we just kind of wanted to get on today and let people know that they're not alone. And if they happen to be laid off, that there are resources available for them to help them get back to work as quickly as possible.
Yeah. So what are some of the resources? How can people reach out to you if they need some help?
Yeah. First thing I would say, anyone, whether you got laid off or you're just looking for a job, you know, CareerSource Escarosa, if you go to CareerSourceEscarosa.com to our website under the Job Seeker tab, you can sign up for our hot jobs. And then every week you will get an email on Monday in your inbox with all the jobs that were posted on Employ Florida from the previous week. And these are jobs that have been reviewed by our staff at CareerSource Escarosa, so we know that they're real and they're good jobs. They're ready to hire. As a matter of fact, the hot jobs just came out this morning, and there's 40 brand new jobs that were just posted last week.
Great. So, yeah, so with CareerSource, you serve both ends. You serve people looking for jobs, but you also serve businesses that, like you said, I mean, 40 new jobs were posted this week. So if you're on the business end, and because I hear it every day that people, you know, I need workers, I need people, I need help. How do employers get engaged and get involved so you can help them find the employees they're looking for?
Most definitely. Happy to help with that, too. The CareerSource Escarosa has a business services team of dedicated professionals who are there specifically to work with our local businesses in the two-county area of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. So they're ready to help you get your jobs posted on Employ Florida. We also have a number of job fairs or career fairs throughout the year that employers can have a free table at to introduce their jobs and their company to different job seekers. In addition, if a company is doing a lot of hiring, if you're going to hire many people, we can actually come out to your facility and do a hiring event for you. Or if you don't want to do it at your place, we can have it at CareerSource Escarosa, one of our locations. So we have a location up in Century in the North County in Escambia. We've got another one in Pensacola, which is kind of our main location. And then we have a third location over in Santa Rosa County in Milton.
Well, that would be a great resource for an employer to have assistance in a hiring fair.
Definitely. It's kind of your own HR without having to pay for it.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome service to provide. And the job fairs, we participated with one out at the beach, the hospitality job fair, which has been quite successful the last couple of years. What are some of the other job fairs you do throughout the year?
In addition to the Hospitality Career Fair, which we just had a few weeks ago,
Generally
in January, we have our annual kind of all industry sector New Year, New Career job fair. Of course, always supporting veterans. We have our Paychecks for Patriots right around Veterans Day in the fall. We also typically do manufacturing and skilled trades. And in addition, we also partner with Pensacola State College. and help them run their job fairs. And so we've got a couple of career fairs with Pensacola State College that are coming up in the summer.
Oh, that's good to know. So there are a couple coming up soon.
Yes, there are.
That's good, because I know, like you said, there are going to be people in this area looking for jobs, unfortunately, but we've got the resources with people like you out there in the community really opening those doors for people.
Yeah, and in addition, with folks that may have been with one employer for a long time, maybe your resume's not updated and it's been a while since you've searched for a job, we have workshops weekly in our three locations to be able to help you update your resume, help you get signed up at Employ Florida. We also have some training available for you if you want to kind of upskill yourself in certain areas. Just lots of opportunities that we have to help people. We can also do interview preparation and mock interviews for folks.
Oh, that's always helpful, because some people may be very good at their jobs, but not necessarily good in an interview. I mean, it's really it happens a lot. Having been on the other side of it, I worked in HR at one point, and also being at the chamber, you do get a chance to interview a lot of people, and they might be really, they got a great resume, and they walk in and they're just shy or introverted. That doesn't mean they're not a skilled person. So it's very helpful to have those mock interviews that kind of breaks you out of this, out of that shyness, and gives you some tools to use when you come into an interview.
Most definitely. And I think for the government workers in particular, a lot of folks, they take those jobs, they enjoy those jobs, and they plan to keep them their whole life. So it can be really terrible, hard for folks that may have had a job for a long time and haven't been out there searching in a while. So we really just want people to know that you're not alone. We have resources here to help you. And we're really eager to help folks get back to work if they are impacted by this.
Yeah. And what do these resources cost? Is there a cost associated?
Nothing. These are free resources.
Oh, wow. See, that's especially helpful when you're out of work to have the free sources available. That's great. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking this morning with Carolyn Fries, who's with CareerSource Escarosa as their Director of Business Development or Workforce Development with the Pensacola Chamber. And of course, Todd Thompson is here. If you have questions for the Pensacola Chamber or questions about hiring and workforce development, just text it in at 850-437-1620. That's why they call it the expert panel. We've got the experts in the house right now. So take advantage of it.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, so talking about the collaboration between the Chamber and CareerSource, we've got some new initiatives that we're engaged in. One that we had our first meeting last week with the Workforce Development Exchange. Talk about that a little bit and how people can get involved if they're interested.
Oh, yeah. What a fantastic turnout. Like Todd said, we just had our first Workforce Development Exchange meeting last week. So that's a meeting where we basically get the employers in the area, the different businesses that are hiring, together with the educators, and help to understand what the needs are, not only today, but in the future, so we can kind of build that future pipeline. And we had about 60 people between in-person and virtual that attended that first event. So, yeah, we were thrilled with the turnout. And the feedback that we've gotten was really positive as well. So we're going to continue and do those quarterly, so multiples of three. So the first was in March, the next one's going to be in June, then September, and December will be the last one. In addition to that, we have our Workforce Wednesdays. That's something else. So next week, actually, we've got Sherry Hartnan, again, another virtual event. Sherry up at the University of West Florida has done a fabulous job with a new program where they have students that are able to get in for internships or part-time jobs, really, with the employers. So the last, say, 2 years of their college, while they're finishing up their university degree, they can go ahead and work for a company part-time, and then by the time they graduate, they're ready just to roll right into that position. They know the company, they know the job, the company knows them. It's just a fabulous program. So you can hear all about that next Wednesday. And again, if you can go to the chamber calendar, you can find out more information about that and go ahead and register. And again, that is also free. It's a virtual event, so you can attend it from your bedside, from your office, wherever you want to. You can even have your pajamas on when you come.
There you go. And you can find out about that at the PensacolaChamber.com website, correct?
Yes.
At the calendar. Okay, very good. And Sherry Hartnett is just a wonderful, she's done so much in the community, and I'm sure this will be a great opportunity to hear what she has to say about this program.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah. All right, so you've got you're this partnership. When did this partnership start? Have you always been together, or is this something fairly new?
No, this is about a year and a half now. So Carolyn has been on board for about a year and a half, and maybe talk about that journey and how your role has evolved since you joined us.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership. CareerSource Escarosa, so I'm technically on the payroll of CareerSource, but my office is at the Pensacola Chamber in downtown Pensacola. So, you know, feel free to come on up to the fourth floor at 418 West Garden Street and see me. I'm usually there if I'm not out talking to an employer. It's been a great opportunity to collaborate with the chamber and get closer access to the chamber members and the business community at large. I mean, of course, CareerSource Escarosa also has a fairly deep Rolodex, if you will, mm-hmm. for those of you that are old enough to remember what a Rolodex is, of businesses. But, you know, it's always great to have as many partners as possible. So the chamber, the Small Business Development Center at UWF, UWF in general, Pensacola State College, you know, the two K-12 schools in the two counties. Everyone's just been wonderful. We're all rowing in the same direction and beating to the same tune.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so for someone that maybe, let's say, is newly out of work and they wanted to get in touch with CareerSource Escarosa, how do they go about doing that? How do you start? I mean, if I'm out of work and now I've got to find something, where do I start? Do I just make that phone call to you? Or what are some of the things that you offer for someone in that position?
Yeah, my first advice, I just love the hot jobs. I look at them every week just to see what's going. It kind of gets you an idea what the pulse is on the workforce and the businesses, who's hiring in the area.
And what is that?
And so, right, if you go to, yeah.
If you go to
CareerSourceEscarosa.com, there's several tabs up at the top. Select the job seeker tab.
Ah.
And okay. Then if you go ahead and go to the drop down and you click on hot jobs, you can go ahead and put your email address in there. And then once a week on Mondays, you will receive a list of the jobs that were posted within the last week on Employ Florida. And the nice thing about it is it has directly the job order number, so you can enter that directly into Employ Florida to get more information. But it also has the job title, so you know what it is, and also lists the employer, so you know who you'd be working for. So it's a real great way to kind of take a quick glance at it and mm-hmm. you know, pick two or three jobs that might be relevant to you and your experience and your background. And then go ahead and go on Employ Florida for more details about the job, what the requirements are and everything.
What a great resource. That's great. So all you have to do is sign up with an email.
All you have to do is sign up with an email. If you want to get more in-depth services with us, you will need to register with Employ Florida. So if you want to come in and do a workshop, for instance, you would go ahead and register at employflorida.com, which is our statewide job board.
I was going to say, what is Employ Florida?
Yeah, so Employ Florida is Florida's job board. So all of the different counties and CareerSource-esque, or, you know, Career sources, 21 of them across Florida, use Employ Florida to post jobs. So really, you could look, of course, we want you to stay here in our two-county area, but you can also see jobs in other areas of the state, too. It's a great resource, in my opinion, for, you know, local companies looking to hire local people. Because mm-hmm. you can go to Indeed or you can go to LinkedIn. But then you never really know, is it a real job? Are they really hiring? Or is it one of those kind of ghost jobs that they're just kind of putting the feelers out there? But the great thing about the Employ Florida jobs is our staff has actually reviewed those jobs and made sure that they're active and current.
And legitimate. That's good. That's good to know.
So on the employer side, what do you need to do to get into the system? Because I know there's a, you just can't like post a job on Employ Florida, but there is a little bit of things,
whether
you need to do.
Yeah, whether you're a job seeker or an employer, the process is really the same. You go to employflorida.com and you just create an account. And whether you're a job seeker or an employer, and you go ahead and put your information in, you know, all the standard stuff. You know, we need your FEIN number and your address and all that sort to make sure that you're, you know, serving our area here. But it's really pretty straightforward. And if you need assistance with setting up your account or posting a job, our business services team is ready to help you do that.
Is there a fee for an employer to do that?
No, there is no fee for employers or job seekers.
Wow. Okay. That's great.
So many free resources. It's really amazing.
That's great. And it's a shame because I'm so glad you're talking about this today, because a lot of people are not aware of these resources. So getting the word out, letting people know. And if you know somebody in the community that maybe is looking for a job but not listening this morning, be sure and pass this on, this information, and encourage them to go to PensacolaChamber.com to get the information, and CareerSource Escarosa as well, because they both are great resources. I'm very biased about all of this. You might have noticed.
Well, I appreciate that, Meg, too. And yes, there is a link to CareerSource Escarosa from the Chamber's website, so mm-hmm. you can get there from either way.
PensacolaChamber.com. So definitely go there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have a pretty substantial team there at CareerSource. Marcus McBride is the CEO. He's also on the chamber board of directors. So, we've got that overlap as well. But I mean, talk about maybe some of the team members or some of the areas that people may not be aware of.
Sure. I think a lot of people think of CareerSource or the local workforce development board, which is what we are, as kind of the unemployment office. And while we do help people apply for unemployment or re-employment insurance or assistance, as they're calling it today, RECI, you might hear that kind of acronym out there. We also have a variety of other services. We can help people get connected with various training platforms, like if an employer needs someone to go through some type of training, like, or they want to evaluate a skill, like say a typing test or something like that. We have resources available to get to employers to help them, get those skills analyzed for their employees. We also do welfare transition and SNAP, which is kind of known as like food stamps. So we have a staff that does there. Marcus has about 50 people in total at the three locations.
Wow. Okay.
That have all, some of them work in the resource room. So if you walk in through the front door, they're going to help you get situated, our computers and everything. That's something else to know. We also have a variety of rooms that are available for use for free, again, by employers in the area. So if you want to have a hiring fair, you maybe have a training event, but you don't have a training room at your own facility, you can come in and use CareerSource's training rooms for that. And again, all totally free. You just need to go ahead and request that through us. Lots of resources for both job seekers and employers.
Do you have any resources earmarked for seniors too? Because I suspect a lot of I'm semi-retired and I'm back working again, but I suspect that there might be quite a few that are, like you said, needing their resumes redone or deciding they want to come back.
We do have a fair amount of seniors that are coming in to re-enter the workforce, and yes, seniors are most definitely welcome. We also have dedicated personnel that work specifically with veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And veterans have priority, which really just means if there's a line of people, you can come into the front. The services are all the same. Veteran preference is a great thing, and we're very proud to serve our veterans and happy to serve them. So if you're a veteran looking for a job as you've recently been discharged from the military or retired, love to see you come in.
Do you have resources for skills training too? Because some people might need to have some computer skills maybe they don't have, or do you know where you can send those folks? Do you have that kind of information for them?
We do have a computer skills workshop that's fairly basic that takes place at CareerSource Escarosa. In addition to that, we also subscribe to the Metrics Learning Platform, which has over 700 different trainings. Everything from some of the higher level IT certification trainings to bookkeeping for QuickBooks and all sorts of different things, and I can't even name all of them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that, it's only the training you would have to go. Like, for instance, if you wanted to get some type of IT certification, you would need to take the training through Metrics, but then you would go out to the third party to go ahead and take your exam to get the official certification. But, it could save thousands or even tens of thousands in some cases.
Oh, no doubt about it. And having that information, because if you go on the internet, you never know whether it's legitimate or whatever. So going through you and going through those resources would give you credibility and assurance that you're going the right direction.
Yeah, and that's all available online, so you can do it on your own pace from home. In addition, we also operate the Florida Ready to Work program, which a lot of the schools are using now.
Talk about that.
So Florida Ready to Work is a combination of digital skills as well as soft skills. That's something that we hear from employers all the time is that,
yes.
A lot of people, and, we like to pick on the younger folks, but it's not just the young people. It's, sometimes when we get older, we kind of forget our manners occasionally too. So
it's
always good to have an update there. So yeah, soft skills and digital skills. So employers are going to start seeing more and more in the two counties, the students that are coming out of school when they graduate from high school will have this Florida Ready to Work certificate. And there's a badge that you can put up on your LinkedIn page, and there's also a formal certificate that you can share with your resume. But another great program, and again, online, free, available to anyone.
That sounds great. So, Todd, what is going on at the Chamber? Any events coming up for you all?
While we're talking about workforce and the economy, we have our State of the Economy luncheon tomorrow.
I thought so.
Yeah. So I think we might have a few tickets left, but it's pretty close to being sold out. So, yeah, I as Carolyn was saying, there's a lot of uncertainty with what's going on coming out of Washington and how that might impact us locally. So we'll have a panel of three experts to talk about some of the data that, you know, the latest data and what it looks like here locally and in the state and how it compares to other parts of the country, but also the changes that are going on in Washington. I know the Trump tax cuts that were passed early in his first administration are up for potential renewal. And so some of those types of impacts that may be coming from Washington, we'll be hearing about that as well. And then just a kind of a overview of the markets and what experts are seeing right now. So again, yeah, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com and get your seat if you haven't yet, but looking forward to a great conversation. And as Carolyn mentioned, we've got Workforce Wednesday virtual next Wednesday, the 19th. That's so you just go online again and register. It's a free event at 11:30 a.m. So that'll, you know, have your lunch and get some updates on from Sherry Hartnett on what they're doing at UWF to prepare the workforce of the future. We've got our business after hours the next night on the 20th. It's going to be at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Oh, great.
Yeah, such a great organization, and they always do a great job hosting that. So come on out for that. And then we've got the Sold Out Pace Awards on April
1st. Sold out already?
Sold out already.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a fun event.
It really is. It's a great event, and we're really excited about this year's slate of winners that we'll be announcing that night. Yeah, so a lot's going on. And then later in April, on April 25th, if you're a golfer, we have our Chamber Classic Golf Tournament at Scenic Hills. So get your foursome together and come on out. Should be a great time.
Okay, my calendar's full.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'm writing all this, writing it all down. And Carolyn Scott wants to add a little something, I think.
Yeah, we've been focused on what happens, you know, kind of after the layoff and how to get people back to work. But I wanted to just really quickly touch on some of the program projects that we have through the Rapid Response Program, which, again, is a national and also statewide program. It's not only a response to layoffs, but it's layoff aversion.
Okay.
So, you know, if there are companies out there that are, you know, maybe having a little dip in their cash flow and they're trying to figure out if they can make it work or not, we do have resources available for folks. So short-time compensation is one of those things. So it's kind of a reuse of the reemployment assistance program. So maybe if you could work something out where you just cut your people's hours back slightly, we can help kind of compensate and make up for some of that time and keep them, you know, with a higher income. In addition, we have a variety of retraining grants. So if you can, say, move somebody from one area of your company to another that's doing better, but they need a little bit of training, we can help with some of the costs associated with that training. So, you know, employers should know that there are resources available to avoid layoffs. So the sooner they reach out to us, the better, you know, to try to avoid that.
Yeah, no, that's great information. I was not aware of that being available. That's great. And they just need to contact you, Carolyn,
yes,
to get information about that? And what's the best way for them to reach you?
Probably best way would be either to contact the chamber. That's probably the quickest and easiest. Or if you can remember, my email is cfries, so C like fries, F-R-I-E-S. So cfries at careersourceescarosa.com.
Okay, super. We've got about a minute or so left. Anything else you want to mention for the Pensacola Chamber today?
No, I just want to say thank you to Carolyn for coming on and sharing all this great information. That's a lot, and there's a lot happening. So and we're going to continue to focus on workforce moving forward. It's an important issue for the business community and the chamber and obviously CareerSource. So, Carolyn, thank you for coming on and sharing all this great information.
Thank you for having me again, Todd, and Meg, too.
Oh, it's great to see you again. And we've been talking with Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber, and Carolyn Fries, who also is with the Chamber in partnership with CareerSource Escarosa as their Director of Workforce Development. So one more time, we've got about 30 seconds here. Give us the information how best to reach you.
CareerSourceEscarosa.com.
Okay. And Todd?
At PensacolaChamber.com.
All right. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This has been sponsored this half hour by the Pensacola Chamber. Thank you both for coming in.